The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. It was kind of a rhetorical question that the demon asked in today's gospel reading. Have you come to destroy us, Jesus of Nazareth? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. And the answer to that question is yes, of course. Jesus did come to destroy the devil, to destroy sin, to destroy death. He came to set the captives free. That is why the Son of God became man. As Scripture says, he came in the flesh that through death he might destroy the one who holds the power of death. Jesus came to destroy the devil. The reason the Son of God appeared, we read in 1 John, was to destroy the works of the devil, to wipe them out, to annihilate them, to stomp the devil into the dirt, and to leave him there. So yes, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil. And we see his power. The people in the synagogue of Capernaum saw his power and saw his authority. That sleepy Sabbath day when the scriptures were being read and someone was teaching, Jesus was teaching, and they were astonished because his word possessed a unique authority, unlike the rabbis whom they were usually used to listening to. Jesus' word held them spellbound, and what is even more noticeable, more astonishing, is that his word attracted the attention of this demoniac, this man who was possessed by an unclean spirit. This man was apparently a regular at the synagogue who maybe dozed through the service, dozed through the reading and the proclamation of God's word without any trouble at all, without making a spectacle of himself. And yet something was different on this Sabbath day. What was different was the presence of the Word made flesh, the Word who exists from all eternity, the Word who is very God of very God, very light of very light, the Son of God. And this Word made flesh was proclaiming God's Word with unique power and authority. And it was too much for this demoniac. The devil inside him goaded him on. He reacted in a panic, just as you would react if someone poured a bucket of scalding water upon you. He flinched. He cried out in terror. He couldn't control himself. Ha! And that is a sign of contempt. Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? You are the Holy One of God, and we are the filth of hell. We are that which is supremely unclean. How dare you come into our presence? Have you come to destroy us? Well, we are legion, and we might have a thing or two to say about that, you Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, basically saying, shut the hell up. Be silent and come out of him. And again, this word of the Word made flesh was too much for this demon. And the demon threw the poor man down in their midst and came out of him. gone back to hell. And the man suffered no harm. Well, kind of unique for a Sabbath service, huh? Kind of unique for a proclamation of the Word of God. The people were amazed. They weren't merely astonished at the word, the teaching of Jesus, but they were astonished at his power, his authority to command the unclean spirits, and they came out. And Luke sums up this portion of today's gospel reading with this: reports about him, about Jesus, went out into every place in the surrounding region. The people could not keep their lips sealed. Something new, something remarkable had happened, and they had to talk about it. Jesus came to destroy the devil who keeps us in bondage by the fear of death. And he came to do it by his own death on the cross for the sins of the world. Before Jesus could destroy the works of the devil, he himself had to be destroyed. Destroyed on the cross. Destroyed under God's wrath over the sin of the world. Destroyed so that you and I, forgiven and justified in him, may live with God, may be made a new creation, may be made whole, complete, entire. But the devil does not like that. The devil and our sinful nature hate that. The devil, our sinful nature, and the unbelieving world despise that. Catechism, small catechism, provides a good summary of this in its explanation of the Lord's Prayer. You know, we pray every Sunday this prayer, and maybe we do it thoughtlessly without reflecting upon the words, but the Catechism invites us to slow down and think about what the words we say mean as they come out of our mouth. And so in the third petition, when we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," the Catechism says, "The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer." But we pray in this petition that God's good and gracious will may be done among us also. Do you want God's good and gracious will to be done in this congregation? Do you want that? It's what you're praying for. It's what I'm praying for. Well, what is that good and gracious will? How is it done? The Catechism again provides the answer. God's will is done when he breaks and hinders, and you could add destroys, every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. And God's good and gracious will is done when he strengthens us and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is his good and gracious will. You see, the word of God is not divorced from the will of God. God's will is not for us to sit dozing our way through a service, but to gladly hear and learn his word as it is preached, to gladly hear and participate in the liturgy which instructs us in the language of heaven, to speak forth the truth of God's word and the truth which is in Christ Jesus. That is God's good and gracious will for us. And you know what? The devil, the world, and our sinful nature do not want this will to be done. Think about that. Going on in the catechism, the sixth petition, lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? God tempts no one. James says that. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us in His Word, so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. We're going to sing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God" at the end of the service today as a closing hymn. And it's a bouncy version, you know, the militant version, the marching into the teeth of hell version, confident of the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed to us. You see, it is in Christ alone, in the one who suffered and died, who was destroyed for us, that we have the victory, that we overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, that we are protected against their onslaughts. And Christ does not come to you in a vapor out of the airwaves. You can't open up your refrigerator and look in the drink section and find Him there. He is in our presence, in our midst, through His Word and sacraments. And we gather around Him to hear Him and listen to Him and receive the strength and the mercy and the grace and the salvation which He alone gives. That's why we're in church. I can't emphasize that enough. Let all the non-essentials pass away. Let all the accoutrements, all the fluff pass away. But let Jesus and His Word and His Gospel remain. After Jesus cast out the demon, He goes to Simon's house, and Simon's mother-in-law is sick in bed with a high fever. And Jesus goes over to her, because they appealed to Him on her behalf. I'll make a joke here. I'm not serious. No, what an amazing thing. Another miracle took place. Simon Peter said, "Lord, help my mother-in-law." That went over. They appealed to Him on her behalf. And He stood over her. And He rebuked the fever, just as He rebuked the demon. And it left her. And she was not harmed. Immediately she rose, that's resurrection language, and she began to serve them. She was made new. The fever was gone. She was restored. And the same thing ultimately is going to happen to God's creation and all of His people when Christ returns. And we are raised up from the beds of our graves. And death is left behind, and weakness is left behind, and illness and frailty is left behind. And we are made completely new and whole in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one who has power over the devil, and He has power over death. And when the sun was setting and the Sabbath was over, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases, all kinds of diseases, brought those sick people to Jesus. And what did He do? He didn't merely just speak the word that healed them all. He interacted with these sick personally. He wasn't afraid of contracting some dread disease, leprosy, or something else hideous. He went to them individually. He laid hands on every one of them and healed them. But Jesus interacted with us by becoming man. Jesus interacted with us And he did contract our disease. Because the sins of all the world were laid upon him. And the death that all people must die because of sin, he himself died. And the wrath that all people deserve, the wrath of God for sin, he endured in our place. And as I said, he was destroyed so that we might be made whole. And yet this Son of God rose again on the third day. He rose again as a victor over sin, death, and hell. He rose again and basically he said, "Ha!" to the devil, to hell, to death, to everything that stands against God and his will and his purposes. So know this. Your security is only in Jesus, not Jesus as some abstract principle, something, some talisman you think about in your mind, but the Jesus who became true man for you. The Jesus who had flesh and blood and bone as you do. The Jesus who could suffer and feel pain. The Jesus who could cry out to God in despair. The Jesus who confronted the worst that this world could throw at him and the worst that the devil could do to him. And even the worst that God could do to him for you. And triumphed for you. And as I said, this Jesus is not some abstract talisman, just as the devil and sin and death are not abstract. This Jesus is as real for you as the word I proclaim, and as the baptism with which you were baptized, and as the bread and wine you eat and drink today, in which Christ gives you his true body and his true blood. Your struggle against the devil is not an abstract one. You would have surely gone down in the dust if it were not for Jesus. He came to destroy the devil and his works for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus your Lord. Amen.